let's get back to the source. And for all y'all niggas who be hating on these break beats,
who are you talking about?
That's the feed from Premier and Guru on they keep on banging the music while we keep on faking the funk.
Right.
That was when he starts. All you DJs out here that are snitching about these beats.
Here we go.
Y'all violating.
Here you go. Now we killing bruhs for beats.
That's what he said. Y'all violating.
Yeah. All right. So check this out. You're in tune to theblackbarbershop.net where conversation is key and essential. Yo, how about the fact that NPR has a show called NPR something something The Barbershop?
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna be mad the fact that it's a lady directing about five black dudes and then telling her sit down for a fade while we talk about
But this is the reason why you had this idea to start this in the first place,
exactly.
Because it was a vision from people and a voice of people for the people the people,
right?
Because
I'm gonna keep it moving, and I'm gonna call it theblackbarbershop.net, and I'm gonna keep it moving. And the reason why I'm gonna keep it moving is because it's not solely exclusive to black people. It is the Black Barbershop where people can come in and have a conversation.
Oh yeah,
about any and everything. Thing.
That or the fact that you also have a copywritten too. So if they go big, right. We pay.
That's right. That's
we
right. Pay. That's right. This ain't no Ed Lover. This ain't no. You ain't gonna take my stuff. All right, y'all. Everybody, you know, we in the barbershop is me and Jesus as usual, going to talk about hip hop because hip hop is where, you know, we move mountains through hip hop. But we're going to go back and talk about the BET cipher. To which I saw, for what I saw, it was all right. And then we're going to put it up on the big screen. Now, we're not even going to try to dissect this hip hop right now to try to even think that. But you know what? Let me just let the music play. Dog, here we go. The BET cipher. What? First of all, it's always good to see DJ Premier.
Oh, that's the first thing you saw. I was like, it's always good to see stripes and patterns.
All right, so for those that don't know, that's Action Bronson. How about the fact that he was a chef?
Are you surprised?
A Romanian with a guitar case, huh?
Yo.
Yeah, I mean, them stripes on squares are killer, though.
Yeah.
Talking about Tiffany Fox, everybody, for one, those that don't know. Up next, Starlight Breezy. Okay. 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 How you feel about that now? All right, I'm gonna stop it right there. We in the middle of this cipher. You still got about a minute and a half left. What you think about this so far?
Well, look, first off, you already know how I feel about Action Bronson.
Yeah, he's the man.
I mean, and you can say what you want to say, but I mean, we talk about, you know, look, when an Albanian's talking about a guitar case, then look, I'm not trying to bring any beef with that. You talk about somebody who's probably part Muslim and Eastern Orthodox Church. I mean, the closest thing we've had to see is something like that would have been the Adamas on Battlestar Galactica, but that's a whole nother story.
My man, yeah, that's a
way
different story. Wait a minute.
Meanwhile, while your boy, though, on the rebound.
Starlight Breezy.
What rapper you know pled guilty in court for doing the murder charge?
That's a good call. Everybody's trying to stay out of jail.
Yeah, we all good until it's an all-wolf ticket, but there's not a single person, you know, even DMX would probably pull the it-wasn't-me card. Like, you know, you're at an international airport in Newark.
Okay.
DMX, we got you on film.
Now.
Did you do it?
All right. Well, let me ask you a question about this. Do these rappers, the first two you've seen,
right.
Action Bronson and Starlight Breezy, Don't they sound awfully familiar?
Okay, yeah. So we've talked about this, but Action Bronson did this good because, first off, he'd be the comparison with him being Ghostface, the Ghostface killer comparison. Face. But I actually said to you one time before that there's also like a little ring of Big Pun in there too sometimes.
Most definitely.
Right, but he said it best when they questioned him about it. They said, you know, well, how do you feel about being compared to Ghostface killer? And he was like, as far as I'm concerned, I consider that a compliment. You know, I'm going to sound like what I'm going to sound like. And I you know, I idolize him. You're not idolizing, but I, you know, I have a lot of love for him. So to me, that's a compliment.
So I'm going
to
pay homage by, you know.
Yeah, now the second guy, who you thinking he sounds like?
Starlight Breezy?
You about to say Guru?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so there's the premiere factor here, too. Mm-hmm. And the thing you have to recognize is that premiere can make anybody sound good on the track.
Okay.
And that's enough said.
All right, moving. Keeping it moving.
All right, to the Stripes? Gracious.
Travis Scott. Okay, so he reminds me of nothing. Again, when you got a freestyle off the brain, you're terrible. When you can't curse, terrible.
Well, in his defense, first off, Axel Bronson did get away with saying camel toe, and that wasn't bleeped out. It happened. Yeah, just that was
terrible. Look,
the back of his jacket. Pause it.
Wait. All right. So before we go to Tiffany Fox, I mean, yeah, we'll freeze it right there.
Yeah, I don't know why, but yeah now I'm good. The back of his jacket said everything about his rhyme when he turned around. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Just screams. So again, can anybody sound good on the premiere?
First of all, for all the audience members, you have not had a chance to see the Tim Westwood Experience. Go to YouTube and look up Tim Westwood TV and look at your boy. Who was that joker? Not 2 Chainz, but what's the other fool?
Which one?
The one that had the terrible Trinidad James. I'm gonna tell you, that was so disappointing. And that's what your boy Travis Scott just did.
Okay, so the good thing about Premiere is Premiere will expose you or make you better than what you are.
Well, Travis Scott, welcome to the minivan road trip.
Tiffany Fox, you ready?
Just moving it.
Okay.
Okay. Man, she don't get no props until she turn around. What? Hold on. Time pause.
Oh,
fact that Little Kim looks like a Korean store owner.
Speaking of Battlestar Galactica, what does she got? The Princess Leia jaw on?
Looks like she's asking you, you buy or you leave.
You read.
What in the hell?
I mean, you know.
Yo, man, ain't nobody got time for no made up.
Wait a minute.
Little Kim used to be that one.
Okay, so are you saying she doesn't look good?
I'm saying she does not look good.
No, that's not what you said. You said she looked like a Korean store owner.
I feel sorry for your mother.
You didn't say she didn't look good. Let this go, please.
Got a kid named Long Duck Dong. Terrible.
That was...
Dog, there's so much insulation and fabric.
Dog, ass so fat you can see it from the front.
And cement. I don't. Yo, dead serious though. Little Kim is starting to look like one of the Jacksons.
You did see the Michael Nash.
Yeah, she got looking like the Jacksons.
Yeah.
What? I'm glad this was in black and white.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, they did some gigs in Harlem. Maybe Joe kind of, you know, flew through and did, you know, maybe we just don't know. Okay.
Okay.
So the girls.
Okay. Terrible.
Well, I mean, you know, I like my girls like I like Dawn Staley. I want a girl rapper who can go up against the boys.
Terrible.
You know, real Roxanne, whatever. And
terrible.
I mean, yeah, okay. So what's your moral of the story?
The rap is terrible.
No, wait a minute. So you weren't okay with Action Bronson?
Like Action Bronson.
You weren't okay, but you weren't okay with Action Bronson on this.
He shouldn't have been on this cipher. This was not the cipher that he should have been on. He should have been on the cipher with TDE and Kendrick Lamar.
All right, and your other boy, the follow-up?
Starlight Breeze.
Yeah.
Don't know him. He'll stay in the club. He'll ride in minivans from city to city.
All right, so 2 out of 3 ain't bad with a veteran in there, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Big Crit.
Right, now, I wish DJ Premier would have switched up the beat on each one of the rappers like he did on the Soliloquy of Chaos.
Yeah. Now, that's good stuff. All right, so we're going to move on over to TDE. TDE, oh man.
And you froze it with Lil' Kim walking away.
Because that was terrible.
No, well, the shot that we saw wasn't all that bad.
All right, so here we go. TDE featuring Kendrick Lamar. Nice beat coming up. And notice the hashtag, Kendrick's verse. Boy, Q, most of these shouldn't be next to us. We keep our distance from those acting like hoes. Zanny and Pose, we in my clothes.
Oh, did you see him miss his beat? Just messed up.
Missed his beat.
Is there a Sandman on here?
He did miss his beat.
It looked like B Real's kid.
Yeah.
Menage a two, maybe trois.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Chop. Flames still remain as a top shotter. I ain't no backpack rapper. I ain't no lyricist. And if we ain't talking to you, mind your business. Okay. He think black hippie, yeah, we cold. All the girl is love. But then he calls himself a black hippie. Watch the clowns throwing stones at us. Hold it, hold us, champ. Once you hit
that dot, watch the stone shatter. It's top off. We running rap. Why do I got the feeling there's like a Bugle Boy video of him like hip hop and dancing on the joint? Yeah. He like Shadrack. I'm gonna act hard, but
yeah, but I roll away on roller skates.
Your feet's on top of the Sprite logo.
Yeah, chilling. The rap game's all fair when I'm dropping the hearse. I ain't new to this, I'm true to this. Industry's nightmare. Red strings in my Nike Air. Yeah, the white bear. I'm J-Rock. America's most wanted. My charges, killing MCs when I was born. Rock. That's J-Rock, not Mr. Chuck. All right, I'm going to stop it halfway through on this cipher.
Why?
All right. Yo, first of all, this ain't about us no more, man. This is about these kids. This is what these kids listen to, dog. Right.
Well, the first one got to put a little more time into the game.
Yeah, because he.
You know, and your boy Rock, he got something going with him. He just got it, because as it went on, he got warmer. So
yeah, he got warmer, and I could see the way he could hit you up in a one-on-one battle.
Right.
You know, I don't know how far he can go with somebody like, who's that kid? Shit,
but see, the value of this is, and this is the connection between the beats that they're playing and these cats now.
Because, provided by Premier.
Because this was an important part of hip-hop as far as, I'm going to do your beat, I'm going to, you know, rap on your track better than you did.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
The idea that these guys get an opportunity to go on some grandiose tracks, you know, because ain't no such things as halfway, you know,
crooks.
Yeah, scared to death.
Congratulations
to
the Washington Redskins that pulled that damn game out, old cowards. They won. All right, but anyway, let's keep it moving. Ab Soul from Carson, California. Grandma watching, so I ain't gonna curse. Still gifted like a Wale verse. Back world full of OG, Bobby Johnson. Medicine in my soul and trying to dodge the confidant. And these days are so bittersweet. First of all, the fact that he don't curse in front of his grandma is a damn lie.
Your grandmama curse.
Your grandmama curse. Soul brother number 2, the first one used to make beats for CL Smooth. Top got the S. I don't know if that's a compliment or a diss. Time out.
He time out.
I don't know if that's now, a compliment first or a diss.
He said two fingers, two pistols, it don't matter, you know, because we all, yeah, you know, we all going to die. Okay, okay, I respect that. Okay. Whether you about peace or whether you about dying, we all go to the same place. All
right.
But when he said, soul brother number two, the first one made Pete Rocks beat.
Yeah, so wait.
Woo!
What's he talking about?
He's talking about James Brown. Like, you guys didn't, he's saying to the old cats, y'all didn't make nothing. If it wasn't for James Brown, y'all wouldn't have no beats.
Oh, good stuff. No wait, oh, Rod on the uplift with education from the hip hop side of things. See, thank you for that one, because I missed that one totally.
It does matter what they say.
It
and
does.
He just took a jab right there. That is a hurt piece.
Okay, great.
So he's looking at the whole head saying, hey.
All right, Isaiah Rashad from Chattanooga. So I never look back. I got a shell in the bag. That is elephant ass. So we fell in the bag. Pass the propellers. I tell her, we flying. Just listen. See, we diamonds are shining. And they gon' find us glistening. Cross head to the beach. And we left with you. For the record in Guinness, I'm a heck of a mix. Where's Robin? I'm getting flying in my business. He a regular victim. Us a regular victim. Okay. Regular. You always cater to slut. You always wasting my time. You always faking the fun. I put some off. And dreams in your face. And keep looking for some women. To be all in your face. Okay. Keep this original. Keep this it. That Tennessee. This is making me this it. You can never rap better than me. Cause you ain't dedicated. You ain't underrated. You ain't underlooked. You ain't overbooked. You just undercooked. It's supposed to be me and my... Okay.
Yeah, I'm not
all right,
impressed.
So let me also
not
say
impressed.
This. But he's basically saying,
not impressed.
I'm underbooked. I'm underlooked. You know, I'm not making it, but I'm using my real name, Isaiah Rashad. I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee. You got to give enough respect for him trying, though.
Okay.
You ain't buying it?
No, I'm not buying it. You know what I mean? Because first off, man, you know, when you start rapping with your hands, where your style goes.
Okay.
You know, okay.
Yeah. Damn, I just got an intro interrupt. Oh, here we go. This is when it all goes crazy. I'll call him back. Anyway, so this is TDE. We're 4 minutes into the cypher, and now... we're about to be amazed, dog. Because I've seen this. You have not seen this. We're about to be amazed.
Okay.
We're about to be amazed.
All right. I hate y'all. I do anything to replace
y'all. Shout out to Facemall. I'm getting boys till I'm unemployed. Kendrick Lamar. And kicking boxes. I kick ass and they kick knowledge. I'm way more polished than 99% of the scholars you thought had graduated. I'm the master that masturbated you, your favorite MC, into the industry had one of me assassinated. Give me the corner, you're an opportunist. I let you eat, now go back to church and still practice at communion. What are we doing? How about to crack the Da Vinci Code? Yeah, and nothing been the same since they dropped control and touched the sensitive rapper back in his pajama. Oh, the sensitive rapper? Jokes on you, high five. I'm bulletproof, this shots will never penetrate. Pin a tail on a donkey, boy, you benefit. I got my thumb on hip hop and my foot in the back of your ass. Aftermath gets the last laugh. I serve like Master Jeffrey, jump on his curb, turn a shiny to a verb. If you let me, you know I'm a killer.
Whoa.
Your head, you know I'm a killer. The West Coast, Coast to Nostra, under oath till it's over, you're over oath. So what the you up, she sucking, you duck it. It's like when I want, you go a dust, you're going nuts, acting irrational. Pop you to pop an animal, know the drill like a lateral. Wait a minute. Happy Mason and Pastor Mason, pacing back and forth, bracing my thoughts on embracing daisies. I spilled blood on my apron, cooking this up. I feel like some of y'all is hate. Quite frankly, your booty should thank me for grabbing it. Turning to the rest of actresses, what a magistrate accidents. Never happened when murder's involved. Immaculate tactics are following me. If you need me, just call me. I say, hold up. Wait a minute. Your career ain't unless you got some Kendrick in it. You say, ain't no room is left on my... that you look like George Sparks, make my mark on it. Okay. Hollywood's been good to me. Little hood used to pawn mom's jewelry. Family jewels thicker. And I've got the balls to say it. Balls deep, balling out. Feel spot and need a replacement. I'm out, chill. The rest of your mouth, chill. Best in the face of Vietnam vet when you out near. The white court building's filling this Merlot filling. Women of fur coat, pimp the industry. Men of these Stacey Adams and fur coats. Shook. You're scared to death. You're scared to look in the mirror when Kendrick is near you. King Kendrick. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. That was the mad verse from King Kendrick.
Okay.
You know you like that joint.
Well, no, wait. Okay, so first off, what you want me to say? I'm a little caught up with the whole murder thing because in, what's the album? Overly Dedicated, Ignorant is Bliss, his track on there. He actually laid something, you know, on the soft beat about the killer thing, which got me thinking twice on that. And I'll go listen back to that again.
Okay.
But where does this leave us after I asked the question and y'all rose the cloud? I said, right now.
Uh-oh.
I said, he is claiming that he's the king. I said, is he justified? And y'all was like, oh.
Let me say this. No. It wasn't no y'all. It's me, it was me basically saying this.
No, because Aaron agreed with you.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, so here's why I
remember that night.
Yeah, I don't remember that night. So here's where I am on that. He's the king for right now.
That's all I was asking. He is claiming he's the king.
Yeah, he's the king.
Saying,
he's the king
he?
For right now. Yeah. Cause who else is? I mean, you don't. Drake is trying to scream on his album. Sing on his album.
Well, except for his last three tracks, the album's actually pretty good. But I get what you. We do. Okay,
you know
do
how
see,
I feel about the Jay-Z album.
You do see.
There's
from,
only really four beats, well, four tracks on that album.
You do see from this cipher and the last cipher. It's clearly obvious that Kendrick Lamar is way ahead of everybody.
Way ahead.
So you know that's
way
right.
Ahead.
So and you know be real. Son and everybody else just ain't, you know, they need to go back to the studio.
Way ahead.
Be happy you get the high five.
All right, so the last one is not exactly our hip hop, but it's funny nonetheless.
Aren't you going to plug the show?
You're going to love this one. You're listening to theblackbarbershop.net. We're about to go into our last cypher of the evening from the BET, 2013 BET Hip Hop Awards. This is the cypher with The Real Husbands of Hollywood featuring Kevin Hart, Nick Cannon, J.B. Smooth. It's actually pretty good. Now, you... But I will make a point after this is over, and this will tell you about how I feel about today's hip hop. And two.
They can't start without a sound. Drum, give me that sound. JB, let's go.
DJ Drum.
Yo, son, you wanna see me?
What? What? If you say M&F. Nelly up here looking like the Quaker Oats box. Dwayne Martin.
When I get old, I got the breakaway tooth. Got the breakaway show, breakaway spoof. I'm from Brooklyn, so you know I'm about the truth.
A little Charles Hamilton right there.
How about that stairwell is in every cabaret painted airspray background.
That's right.
In America.
All right, so I'm going to hold it right there because we...
Why are you holding this?
Dog, you know it's funny.
He said breakaway boots and took off the front toe on the shoes.
And I'm going to keep it moving. Kevin said, look it up.
God stress, no regrets. It's a blessing to share a message in my native language. Don't know what I'm saying, though. Checking the subtitles while watching that old show.
Right.
The ballers, the one with the flawless, the finest, half's wifest, the German chocolates, the ab protectors, the one who know us can teach you awesome culture facts. Real is a step, husband is Ian Martin. Hollywood, real dummy. Hollywood is Hollywood. They call us bitches with attitude. Who's
dead?
What you think?
It's
Kev. Makes
him
feel good.
So that's Bars. So Bars has got he's got some rap skills.
Okay.
I mean, he and Nicole Ari Parker probably had to rehearse that about 15 times before he dropped that one. All right.
Okay.
So the fact that he gave it up in French, German, and Guyanese is noble.
Okay.
All right. All right. Coming up on a known rapper, Nick Cannon, who's actually dropped albums before.
Yes.
That's a monkey with it. Come on, man.
Oh. Oh, now, Nick Cannon can rap.
That's what he does as far as, you
and
know,
he can battle rap.
And battle rap.
He can battle rap. Yeah. Okay, battle rapping is what?
What?
Freestyle off the brain, right?
Yes.
All right, cause, so what I'm doing is building my point here.
Okay.
All right, next up we got a known rapper. Kevin Hart is simple. Oh. Okay, so Nelly, a natural born rapper, sold major albums from the mid. Okay.
I'm not even listening.
You ain't got to listen to Nelly. I'm with you on that. He's kicking this Versace women's shawl thing. And it, shout out to Raven Cox, one of my old schoolmates who I'm sure is loves the hell out of Nelly right about now from the Nap. Okay. That's a stale rap. All right. Final point coming right now. Listen to this fool. I'm about to get raw. Let's go. We wear white cuz dust fry. This ain't your alibi. Smack your girl and say hi. Take it back cuz I wanna say bye. Look at Nelly. Listen, dog. He missed his day. Watch this, dog. No, not the puff. Not the puff.
What is your point?
Wait, I'm almost here. Chocolate drop. Done.
Okay, what's your
point? Okay, my point is this, and that. It's very simple.
Okay.
Anybody can rap, man.
I knew that's where you were
Anybody
going.
Anybody can rap, man.
All right.
If I wasn't 45 years old, dog, I'd be king of this beat right now. You heard me?
So if anybody can rap, how come everybody doesn't do
man,
it?
Because everybody can't come up on the same contract, man. Okay? Everybody can't come up on the same label. Everybody can't get a break like Kendrick Lamar. Everybody can't come. I mean, where the hip hop artists, man?
Okay, so
we Ed Lover is running Sirius XM Radio right now. Right. Okay, MC Lyte got the hair. She got a founders, basically a heritage award.
Okay.
Okay. Queen Latifah is what? She's doing daytime soap shows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Where else are we? Tribe Called Quest. Busta Rhymes is fat.
And
balding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joel Ortiz is probably still selling mixtapes.
So what's the matter?
Okay.
Man?
What I'm saying is hip hop is dead.
Okay.
Hip hop is dead, and I just proved it. Boris Kojo.
Wait.
Boris Kojo was just rapping right there.
Wait. So with Kendrick Lamar being now,
he's the king of nothing. He's the king of nothing. He's sitting on a pile of skull and bones.
Okay. Well, there's right.
He's the king of it.
So underneath that pile
is going to be your boy, that rapper from all the rappers. Well, okay. Underneath that pile of skull and bones is Drake.
Okay.
Underneath that pile of skull and bones is the Wayne. What's his name?
I'm going to say
the dude in Louisiana. I don't even know his name anymore. Lil Wayne.
Look. All right, what do you want me to say to you, man? I'm saying that what you just saw is representation of what the industry has always been.
What?
It has been like two or three quality people.
Okay.
In ratio.
That's why I keep trying to tell you. In the 90s, hip hop was at its highest peak of performance.
I'm not doubting that it's the golden age, but what I'm saying is to you, of not including the cipher with the housewives, out of 10 people.
House husbands, by the way.
Out of 10 people, right?
Uh-huh.
Out of 10 people, what did you have? You had Action Bronson. You had two. You ready for this? You had one, two. Ready for this? You had two definites and two possibles.
Okay.
And
now, most of those rappers appeared on the XXL Freshman Edition for 2013 this year.
Okay, so I'm saying it's out of 10,
mm-hmm.
out of 10, you've got like 4 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
4 to 5. And all I'm saying to you is that's the general ratio. Because if you go back and look at the golden age,
okay,
there's a lot of crap and garbage that's out there with that hip hop.
Yo, everybody, you listening to the BlackBarbershop.net, the hip hop edition, the earplug. I mean, we're gonna have a segment about this. From here on out, we're going to call it the Earwax Edition, because obviously you ain't listening and I ain't listening either. And because we just jamming off of what we remember.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the Earwax Edition. That's what we're going to call this. This the Earwax. Yo, get a Q-tip, get a safety pin, get a bobby pin, dig it out. Okay. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the BlackBarbershop.net, where conversation is key and essential. I am your boy, Rod, and Jesus, who always brings the pain and the mad game.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I almost started rapping, dog, right there. See, I almost did, but see, you know that early onset.
I'm a poet, I didn't know it. You're done. Just
yeah, I'm a poet, and I didn't even do it. Yeah. Hey, so anytime you have a question, just drop us a line at theblackbarbershop.net, at Gmail, theblackbarbershop@gmail.com. You can also hit us on Twitter, the Black Barbershop at Twitter.
Clue underscore Adam,
and also Rod_Watson.
You know what I'm upset about?
What's that?
I'm upset to the fact of the matter that you never even really talked about how much the beat can sometimes make the rapper, and that was something to do with.
You know what? And the bad part about it is if DJ Premier wasn't up there.
And that's it. Look, if he wasn't up there and they were kicking some old another beat, it wouldn't probably have sounded as good as it was.
And my point about the Tim Westwood joint with Trinidad James, be sure to go out there and check it out and what happens when you have to go off the brain and try to rap freestyle and you don't know what the hell you're talking about. So I'm going to leave that there, because there are some decent rappers out there. I showed you from Tim Westwood.
The Waka Flocka one was funny, because he actually says on there, I can't even rap, but I'm getting paid for it.
But I'm getting paid for it.
That's exactly.
So there. And the next time y'all talking about all that Chief Keef stuff and all, you know, all that, whatever your game is, your game, your genre is your genre. But also recognize that you might need to rewind the tape and listen to some of that 90s hip hop and remember how it used to be, especially coming out the week of Howard Homecoming. Anyway, on that note, this is your boy Rod and Jesus, and we're out.